Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gator, I thought what we did was sort of tread around the topic, but we really can't. Swear to God, there's a reason why we do this. Unfortunately, one of the things that I was not, I think we were a little worried about wearing out the audience with one topic the last 5 years was Matthew Stafford calls. We're talking about Jared Goff. And Evan, just who's on a conference call but answering phones, just came in during the commercial break and said, what the hell did you guys say about Stafford? And I'm like, oh, we were kind of talking about how, you know, cap hit was greater, although it depends on which year because they restructured. So his cap hit goes back and forth, lower than Stafford's, higher than Stafford's, lower than Stafford. And, you know, trying to win, build a winner with Goff instead of Stafford at quarterback.
And you did say if
there's an embargo.
About Stafford being a better quarterback, which I agree with you, but there's an embargo.
I shouldn't have said it.
Right.
But I did. The phones exploded. I mean, if you have, again, we like to give advice in case you ever do your own talk show. If you ever host a talk show on this station and you've got nothing to say and you need some calls, Matt Stafford, 248-539-9797. Because the phones explode because people want, and it was both. It was people saying, Stafford's not the problem here. Stafford absolutely deserved to go. How can you say Goff isn't as good as Stafford when Goff won playoff? Like, it was all the calls were coming in.
Here's my concern moving forward. My concern is that Jared Goff is just taking the place of Matthew Stafford and becoming the most polarizing figure in Detroit sports, and he has yet to play a single down.
It's probably a legitimate concern. It's not unusual to talk about the quarterback. Let's be fair.
No, of course not. No. Yeah. But the other thing is that in the course of our lifetime of doing Sport Talk Radio together with the show, and we're going on 15 years here with the Carson Anderson program, this is, I think it's become abundantly clear out of all the polarizing figures and athletes that are in professional sports here locally, there's Matthew Stafford. And there's everyone else. It's not even, I don't even think it's close with polarizing athletes.
Who would be two? Ozzie?
I don't even know. I don't think so.
I mean, it's just a smaller fan base.
It's becoming Miggy now.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's nowhere near the way people react when you hear that.
So that's why we put the embargo in place. And you can imagine there's going to be Sundays coming up this fall where Matthew Stafford throws for 3 touchdowns and Jared Goff throws 2 picks. And then the next Sunday, Stafford will go one touchdown, 4 interceptions, and Goff will throw 2 touchdowns. And we could do it. We're just embargoing for a while. Now, if we ever decide it's better radio and people are really interested, and my concern is there's going to be very little new data brought to the table, especially in the off season. So what's the point?
Well, from now until September, there's no point making any kind of comparisons. Right. But once the season starts, it's inevitable. We're going to have to talk about it because the other guys can be playing with the Rams, and we've got Goff. So.
Yeah. Well, then it probably will be relevant.
And then you got Justin Fields. And
all right, Dennis is in Flint. And he's on 97.1. Hi, Dennis.
The whole love triangle.
Yeah.
What's up, Dennis?
Hello.
What's up?
I was kind of wondering about the right tackle position. Is the fellow that got from Philadelphia, Vitae?
Yes.
You know, he had the foot ankle problem last year. A lot of times big men don't really recover from that permanently. So I was just kind of wondering, you know, they got Logan Stenberg, who was injured.
Well, it's right guard. You're talking about right guard, not right tackle.
Right guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got to, if they fill in right guard, then bang, they're running the ball.
Well, they didn't. Keep in mind, this regime did not sign Vitae. It was a previous regime. So they're not married to him. There's a contract associated with him. It's a bad contract, but it's nonetheless, I imagine there's open competition for the right guard spot. And Logan Stenberg is the pick last year out of Kentucky. But they've got some undrafted free agents they brought in, I should say. That
Tommy Kramer out of Notre Dame could be a factor there. Halepulvetti Vitae's dead cap number this year is $14.6 million, which is too much to cut him. He will get every opportunity to be the starting right guard. But I don't think they'll play him just to play him. I think they'll keep him on the roster just to not take that cap hit. And there's an out after
this year, isn't
I think it? It's after this year. Yeah, it says potential out 2022. Yeah, 2 years. It's a $44.2 million dead cap. So he's playing for his future in Detroit.
Yeah, so he's got incentive to stay healthy and play well, and hope he does.
Yep, because he's got a lot. He's got $7 million, $9 million, $9 million on that's what he's due to make the 3 years following.
But there's definite competition for that spot, Dennis. Yep. I mean, there's definite competition at the right guard spot.
Look, I remember saying this about the Tigers. You're not going to have an elite prospect at every position, you know, and you're not, and that includes the offensive line. If that guy can be serviceable, and I think that's all we're asking is the right guard to be serviceable, and Sewell lives up to the hype. And Ragnow is now the highest paid center in the league for a reason. And Jonah Jackson continues that arc, you know, getting better year after year. And Decker's solid, not spectacular, but solid at left tackle. That can work.
Well, somebody else keep in mind, the offensive line coach was retained. All right, so they like the offensive line coach, and the offensive line likes the offensive line coach. He stays with his staff, this new staff that comes in. Mm-hmm. He's giving an honest review of whatever he wanted. Who knows what the case was? I'm just going to present this as an example because this could have been the case last year, where he goes to the to Matt Patricia and says, "Look, we got to go with somebody else at right guard. It's not working out with Vitae. We need to find something out." And they're like, "It's not happening." And the reason they didn't do that is because the contract. We're paying him this much. He's going to have to play. Now he's free and clear of Matt Patricia. He can go up to Dan Campbell and say, "Look, here's who I think is the best scenario at right guard. And maybe we start with Vitae, but keep an eye on this guy and this guy because they've got talent too."
248-539-9797. All right, more from Jared Goff yesterday. Anthony Lynn coming in from the Chargers, installing a new offense. What do you expect it to look like? Here's what Jared Goff had to say. Okay, he checked the box. Goff checked the box there in saying what I think virtually every defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, there's one term they always use when describing what they are going to be, offensively or defensively. Everybody says the same word. There's one catchword that they all use.
Multiple.
That's right. It's all multiple. Everybody said.
I'd like to thank the frontline workers again. For allowing us to be in the studio together so we can do things like that and sync up when we say the same word.
The timing, yes.
Yes.
It's multiple. Everybody says they're going to be multiple, which basically means we can do anything. We can run, we can pass, we can go 3-4, we can go 4-3. But I think Anthony Lynn, you know, when you can get a guy like Jim Schwartz, good defensive coordinator, not a great head coach.
No.
Marty Morningway, good quarterback coach, not a great head coach.
Time he was thought of as a really good offensive coordinator, too.
Yep. Anthony Lynn, good offensive coordinator, didn't have great success as a head coach. People can debate whether or not he should have been fired.
I'm glad Lions benefit, man. I can't believe they fired him, but I'm glad the Lions have him, yeah.
Yep. All right, and one more from Jared Goff, and this is the one that I think is most interesting. Do you already feel like you're being overlooked in Detroit? Here's what he said. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The greatest quarterback of all time constantly has a chip on his shoulder. The greatest NBA player, arguably, of all time. We just watched that documentary last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
he made up stuff.
He made stuff up. He literally was making up quotes to put a chip on his shoulder. Now, Jared Goff didn't exactly sound like fire and brimstone there. I'm going to show that.
Well, I don't think that's his personality.
I don't think it is either.
At least in front of cameras, I don't think it's his personality.
But I have no problem with Jared Goff feeling at least some of that. And he should, and good for him, and go for it.
I think he's cultivating. I think he's got a big chip on his shoulder. I don't think he is happy at all that what happened with the Rams and how that whole exodus happened. I don't think he's happy at all. I think he's pissed at the head coach, McVay, over there for moving on from him. And I think there was clearly something went on between those two individuals, and as evident by him being healthy enough to start a playoff game, and yet the coach said, no, we're going to go with somebody else. And then they had to, begrudgingly, put him in there, and yeah, he wins the game.
Yeah.
The team wins the game, and he's the quarterback of the team. So, I think he's got a lot to prove, and I think he's looking forward to it, and that's all good. Can he do it? I don't know. But there's a ton of motivation right now with Jared Goff, and that's a good thing.
Out of that trade, the quarterback we're getting is the slighted guy.
Yeah.
I don't think Matthew Stafford has any reason to feel slighted in L.A.
No, they're talking about being, you know, Super Bowl contenders because he's there.
Yeah.
There's no slight at all on Matthew Stafford.
That Stafford goes into a pressure pack situation. Goff goes into a situation with chip on his shoulder, something to prove. I suppose I'd much rather be, though, the Super Bowl contender than that.
Well, right. Well, he's going to a better team. Yeah. So we'll see how quickly things turn around here in Detroit.
248-539-9797. Coming up today at 11:24. Gator, I asked you a Tiger question, and you said, I ask myself that question every night when watching the Tigers. We will ask it to the audience today at 11:24 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.